Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
All right, so a lot of people out there moving around got loved and found they perfect person. They're one. They're like, he was the one. I knew it from the start. Mm. She was the one. I knew it from the start. Those are the love type things we ain't talking about this morning.
No.
Because there's a survey of 2,000 American women. They found out everything from engagements, and who needs to pay for the ring, and all these intricate things about love. Got to this one line that was like, whoa, one in three of the 2,000 women surveyed think that their partner is the one.
Only one in three?
Oh, so just a
33%.
Third. So wow. Two-thirds are stuck with the wrong dude.
Two-thirds of them out there is like, I'm with you.
But you temporary. So I get a better option.
What? So again, wow. the ones that are with their one, I'm not talking to you. But the ones out there, and you know what? Maybe you don't want to call. Maybe you want to text so nobody hear your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But what is keeping him from being the one?
Man.
Well, that's why be with him? Are you just wasting time?
Father your child? Maybe,
I know
make
this
work?
Is more geared towards the females the survey was, but I remember talking to chicks that I knew we ain't really have a future.
So what was she doing?
She was hot, but it was just stupid stuff. Like, I had this one girl, and this is dumb, but I liked her. But the fact that she sent me nudes, like, within, like, the first or second message, it was, like, almost immediately in the conversation, I was like, she ain't the one.
You hear that, ladies?
You know what? I went through that, too. You know why? Because I was like, damn, man, what you doing, like, hanging out naked? And she's like, oh, these in my phone. I'm like, oh, hell no.
And do you still look like that? How old are those?
No, but why are you walking around with all this in your phone if you ain't out there slanging out nudes?
Yeah, that can't be, like, one of the first couple messages you get.
Right. Yeah,
but everybody's been in a relationship maybe that's lasted too long, or, you know, you're getting ready for the holidays.
No, but so you just keeping them around for the come up?
Maybe, just for a little bit.
That's wrong, but
sometimes relationships last longer.
You see all
than
they
of should.
These loving relationships where a person is the one, and they're like, "Oh man, I found my soulmate," and blah blah blah, and then all they really only 33% of y'all got like something locked in that's love.
Because a lot of people are scared to be by themselves,
so they
just bounce from relationship to relationship, even if they know it's doomed to fail.
Codependency.
Oh, isn't that the word?
It is scary to think about being alone.
We got a no name on the phone. All right, hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, we don't want to get you in no trouble. Now, what happened? You with a guy who is the one or isn't?
I believe not one.
You believe not? Why do you think he's not?
I think we've outgrown each other, and his family is a big burden for our relationship.
Ooh. Outgrown each other, and the family is a problem.
Please
explain. What do you mean? Like, y'all was at a certain level, and you grew up?
Yes. I've come into a, I don't want to say what job, but
right.
A lot of people will probably know, but I came into a job and the job had me away for a couple, well, probably half a year, just growing and stuff. So when I came back, I realized the mentality of like bill paying and basically like maybe your father or your mother or your brother or sister shouldn't say certain things to your wife and you just kind of look and not say anything. Things like that of immaturity was like, nah, I'm not about to keep having this.
So why are you slow playing it? Why are you just ripped the Band-Aid off?
I've had several times, but then it's kind of like I go to sleep and wake up and nothing really happens. Like, hi, you want breakfast or this and that? Like that. Type of thing.
You Cardi B. Okay. All right. Okay. I got you. All right.
No, not me.
Yeah. You keep taking Offset back. Yeah. You're supposed to leave. Keep it moving.
I mean, but also we have kids together, so I'm not just going to be like.
That's hard.
If he wakes up. Yes. If he wakes up the next day and says basically like, how you want breakfast and things like, I'm not just going to be like, get out. Like, you know, I'm still going to try to make sure.
Yeah, make me some eggs and some cheese. Yeah. Go ahead. Make them the way I like
get
it.
Get your little attitude.
Yeah. Make sure to get that Keurig going, too, and maybe we can talk a little bit. All right. Okay. All right. I got you. I understand.
We got more texts.
What we got?
This one says, I've been with my man for 2.5 years. Great guy. Treats me right, but he's a gambling freak, and he pays hundreds of dollars in scratch-offs every month. It's not a smart hobby, and I have to honestly leave him soon and make my move.
But is he winning, though? Yeah. Is he scratch-offs?
Well, like, I mean, the answer's no, Donnie.
Give us some options. I mean, how many winning? What's the ratio? 9 years married, and you know he's not the one, but we have a good relationship, and I've outgrown him, and he stays in good, and good mom with the children. The mom is a bum.
Oh man. Ouch.
Wow.
Okay.
There y'all go.
It's a lot of people. It's hard to break up with someone that you love and care about, but you know you're not right.
Break it off before Christmas.
No, y'all
so
locked in now.
Gifts.
No, it's too late.
What do you mean? It's too late.
I mean, well, trust me. I used to love breaking up before like Thanksgiving and you absolve yourself for Christmas.
Dobby.
But if they ain't got, they're talking about they don't want to move or they got kids or whatever.
Especially
else,
if you have kids
stuff.
Right around the holidays.
You can move out the family right beforehand.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Mess.
That is a mess. Yeah, for real. I'm going to send you your gift to your house.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.